Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Teddy Grinberg.
Good morning.
Teddy, there's exciting things going on in the area. And one of those reasons is because Atlantic received a Wellmark Healthy Community Grant. So tell us about that grant.
Well, we're really excited. That's quite a feather in our cap. It's a highly competitive field. You have to do a really exclusive grant for it. And I worked with Roger Herring and Dave Sturm, the city engineer, to help out. And we submitted that. There were over 100 applications from Iowa and South Dakota. And there were 15 awards in Iowa, and Atlantic was one of them.
Yay.
We were awarded the full amount, $25,000. The project that we were awarded for is the Bull Creek Pathway, or Bull Creek Trail. There's a portion that was already done in Atlantic that is around Roosevelt down to 14th Street. And the Parks Department had done a very nice job of doing that, and this is a continuation of that trail across the property where the junior high and Schuler Elementary are. And then this will complete the intra-city bike route that goes all the way out to Schulberg.
Really pretty interesting, pretty impressive when you think about the changes. Now, of course, the original Bull Creek, that's been around for a long, long time, but that was all, as you say, cleaned up and added to, and now it's a part of a big system.
It is. It is a big system, really designed for everybody in the community to be able to be close to a portion of the route or the trail, in addition to the bike route that starts there at basically in front of the junior high at Lynn and 10. There's also walking paths that we've developed that go all around Atlantic. We have a 1 mile, a 1.5 mile, a 2 mile route. Those maps are drawn out for you. It makes it very easy. It goes down and around all through center of town, and then some of them, the 2 mile one comes out and by the Y. So you really have an opportunity to combine all these, walk down to the Y, meet the walking friends that you have, and do the routes out and around town, come back. You can even stop downtown and have something to cool you off, whatever you need to do. But it's really designed to be a network that people utilize in a number of different ways.
And then another area that's just been really been growing and being renovated is all the work at Schulberg's.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I can't speak to this as well as the Parks folks could, but I know that they have been having a great showing out, over 1,000 people a week out
of
Schulberg.
That's amazing. And I'm guessing those aren't all Atlantic people.
No, I suspect not. I suspect people are coming from a distance because it is so nice, and the weather's been bad. Everybody's enjoying being out and walking around and enjoying themselves there. And the bike route, you know, if you're in town and you're just wanting, the bike route is very nice. It takes you through a not-so-busy area of town, so you can take the kids out and on the street teach them a little bit about bike safety, and then get out to the recreation area and have fun out there. Take a nice little lunch.
Yes. And of course, the new path here in the Bull Creek, that's for walking also.
I mean, it is.
You won't
it
be
is.
Run over by a bike.
No. Absolutely.
And, you know, it's interesting. I think about the times when I drove to Audubon. This has been previous, but I've seen it here also, and that is the mothers out with their strollers.
Absolutely. It's kind of fun. In fact, in a recent 5K, we had mothers running with their kids in the strollers, and I was extremely impressed at the level of activity.
Start early, right?
Absolutely.
Get everybody used to that when they're really, really little. So now we have this money. You know, when does the work expected to start?
The work is expected to start this summer and hopefully be completed by school time so people can get out and about and start using the trail. As I said, it's a great way to be able to make sure your kids are coming to school on a route that's safe, and you can send them on their bikes. And it's, you know, it's a nice place for them to be. One of the criteria for the grant, because it is a grant and they want to make sure they're giving it to people, not just handing it away, we are required to kind of develop a baseline of activity to know who's already using the trail and who will use it because this is completed. So we're asking everybody to, when you get a chance online, it is www.surveymonkey.com/s/Bull Creek Trail. And if you utilize that link, just click right on it. It takes you right to the beginning. And there's a baseline kind of survey that we'd like as many people as possible to complete for us. That will give us an idea of who's using it. It asks basic questions of, if you use it, the walking paths, the trail, anything now, do you take the family? Do you walk with a friend? Do you take the dog out? You know, how do you go downtown to figure out, you know, for coffee, or downtown for events at the park? We want to kind of know how you utilize things now and what we can do to enhance that later.
And I'm guessing if we're not using it now and we think we might, that would be really good to put that in the survey, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because what we want to see is increased use there. And I know it will be have increased use, because it's going to be so much improvement there to be able to use that. Now, when you wrote this grant, there were, I know, other kinds of grants available through Wellmark. What was the major purpose? What did you have to convince the folks who said, well, should we give this money to Atlantic or not? What did you have to convince them was going to happen?
Well, the criteria really have to meet healthy community kinds of activities, and those fall into either physical activity or healthy food options. And so, you know, the trail project, Roger and I discussed it anyway, and we thought, wow, this is a perfect opportunity to have a physical change in our community that will hopefully enhance everybody's ability to do physical activity and their desire to.
And I'm guessing, having written some grants, that the work that had already been done in Atlantic in the last few years was a real plus, that the people who said, you know, made the decision from Wellmark said, this looks like a community that maybe is doing something.
Absolutely. And all of those activities that we've been working on were included in the grant. So they were able to see, this is just another piece of the puzzle that we're putting together. It's not like we were starting from scratch and they had no idea that we could do it. We had to prove that we'd already been working in that area, and this is just another way to help.
You know, Teddy, I'm thinking there are a number of people in Atlantic, in the area, in Cass County, who really don't know, don't appreciate all those things that have been happening. It's taken a while, but lots of work has gone into all of these changes.
I think so, but you know, that's, we hope to promote it as much as we can, and I think things just build, like Shieldburg. I think that's, you know, very exciting to know that there are that many people utilizing it. It was a surprise to me. And I think it's just word of mouth over time, people build and start to do those things a little more often.
And the other thing that I know has been out there, but again, if you're not a bicycler or so on, knowing that it really draws people to an area. I mean, people will travel a long ways to get on a bicycle path.
They absolutely do, all around the area. And one of the key things we have, too, is the T-Bone Trail. Mm-hmm. And people will come down and you know, if we can make it just that little section that we need to get out to Shieldburg, then it's a direct shot right into Atlantic for lunch and, you know, any events we have. It just makes it a very complete package for everybody to have a lot of entertainment. It's excellent.
So we have that little bit of work left to be done to connect the T-Bone Trail and
Shieldburg.
Yes. Well, maybe this grant will just, you know, help. Not that it's going to pay for that, but maybe just because it's happening will help that all along, saying, okay, we did this, now maybe we can finish this up.
I think so. I think the Nishna Trails Association is really working hard on getting that section completed, and then it would be a straight shot into town.
Okay. And if you have questions about this, if you have questions about the Survey Monkey, what do we need to do?
Well, let me write that or give you that link again one more time. It's very easy. surveymonkey.com/S/Bull Creek Trail. And so if you have any questions, though, you're not sure, you didn't have a pencil close, call me at the Y. I'm usually there, and I will return the call and give it to you. But we'd really love everybody to give us their feedback before we start.
And you don't have to be a resident of Atlantic.
Oh, no.
If
oh,
you
no.
come to town, you do any walking, bicycling, this would be a good
use
thing
to
do. Use
the Y for any reason? Yes.
Yes. Okay. We want to thank you very much, Teddy Grinberg,
thank
for visiting
you.
With us and telling us about this new development. Until next time, let's get out there, walk and bike.